belonged. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps in our lives. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your divine provisions. Thank you for your support that we get always. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for your presence that fills our hearts and minds and souls and spirits and bodies and environment. Thank you for your glory and honor you have placed upon our lives. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for uprooting all that the enemy has planted into our lives. Thank you for terminating the plans of the enemy that were fashioned against us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your peace and joy that fills our lives all the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for opportunities you have brought our ways so that we can, through them, become who you want us to be. We thank you for making it difficult and impossible for the powers of darkness to succeed over us. Thank you for doing miracles to show us how much you love and care for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your grace that has been enough for everything we need. Thank you for your grace that has kept us strong in the faith, strong in the spirit, strong in righteousness. Thank you for your grace that has enabled us to have victories in spiritual warfare. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because every time we come to this platform to pray, your presence is always with us. Even your angels are always with us to ensure that all our prayers get answered. Thank you for being so faithful to us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we are here again this evening, this night, this midnight. Visit us with power. Touch every life and bless everyone here. In the name of Jesus. We do not know how to pray. We trust in your Holy Spirit always to guide us. So we ask that you guide us through this prayer session. by your Holy Spirit. Lead us as we pray. Show us things to pray for, things to pray about, and fill us with fire and passion and focus, concentration, seriousness in this prayer session. In the name of Jesus, have your way in this place and let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than we have asked. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs right now. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Have your way. In our lives, have your way, Lord. Have your way. In our situations, have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord. As we pray, have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad. We are so glad. Our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks. 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 Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you give you thanks. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. You will never change. Ancient of Days, Ancient of Days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. bodies. A miracle, O God. God is a glorious God. Is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Holy are you, Lord, all creation. All creation call you God, call you God. Worthy is your name, worthy is your name. We worship. We worship your majesty, awesome God, awesome God. How great thou art, you are God, you are God. Mighty are your miracles, we stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature, and all the ways of man. Above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the word began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you want. Above all powers, above all kings, above all wisdom and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You are here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known. above all worlds, the treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you would. Crucified, crucified, laid behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall, a thought of me, a thought of me. Above all, he was crucified, crucified, laid behind the stone. He lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me, and thought of me. Above all, over and again, I gave you my life. Over and again, I gave you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I gave you my life, Jesus. Over and again, I gave you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I gave you my life, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Oh Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the works thy hands had made. I see the stars, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sing my soul, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Oh Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Oh Lord, how great thou art. Then seeks my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How great that. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him. Forevermore, we'll praise Jesus. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. We'll praise the King of Kings. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. Will you serve Jesus? I will serve him. I will serve him. I will serve him forevermore. Will you please Jesus? I will please him. I will please him. I will please him forevermore. Will you praise Jesus? I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not, as thou hast been. Now forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I had provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Then there shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of Lord. There shall be saving, refreshing, all from the Savior above. Showers of blessings. Show us all blessings, we plead. Mercy drops from the falling. But for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of Lord. Oh, there shall be seasons refreshing, all from the Savior above. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we plead. Mercy drops round those are falling. Oh, showers we plead. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Lord. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Lord. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Thank you, Yahweh. 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 You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Praise him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. Worship Jesus, the Lamb of God that was slain. Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, worship Him. The Lamb that was slain for the remission of sins, for the salvation of souls, for the redemption of mankind. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts, the God of heaven and the earth, the one who was and is to come, the Alpha and Omega, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Worship Him. Glorify Him. He is the Most High. Above Him there is no other. Beside Him there is no other. No one is like Him. Before Him, there is no God. And after Him, there will be no other God. Worship Him. He rules and reigns forever. He dominates the entire universe. He controls all things. He controls the nations, the governments of the world. It determines the end of things even before they began. He is so wonderful, so powerful, that He even makes His enemies do His will unknown to them. Worship Him. He is so full of wisdom. And no one can match with that wisdom. No one can meet up with His wisdom. Glorify Him. Worship Him. There is no searching of His understanding. There is no searching of the depth that is in Him. He is too much to be numbered. Too strong to be weak. Too high to be brought down. He's too deep to be fathomed. Worship Him. We serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a terrible God. We serve a wonderful God, a loving Father. As high as He is, He humbled Himself to dwell in mortal men, even to dwell in our spirits. What a wonderful God He is. Worship Him. He's so merciful. So merciful. He's so slow to anger because of His mercy. Glorify Him. We praise You, Father. It's a privilege to worship You. It's a great privilege to be called Your own. It's a great privilege to know You. It's a great privilege to be part of Your kingdom. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Lord. We adore you, Lord. You are more than everything, more than silver and gold, more than treasures of the earth, more than life itself, more than the heavens and the earth. You are bigger than everything, greater than everyone. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord. We will serve you for him. We will follow you for him. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your presence in my life. Thank you, Father, for your presence in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for your presence in my life. Because as you are in heaven, so you are in me. So you are in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him for his presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. For your presence in my spirit. Your presence in my soul. Your presence in my body. Your presence in my environment. Thank you for your presence. For as you are on your throne in heaven, so you are inside of me. So you are in my environment, in my life, in my situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in my life. Having you close to me is enough for me. Having you close to me is enough for me. Because it's all that I need. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your power that is available unto me all the time. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for your power that is available and accessible unto me all the time. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. If you know him, you will know that his power is available unto you all the time. If you know him, you will know that his strength is available to every Christian all the time. Say, thank you, Jesus, for your power that is available, accessible unto me every time. Power to conquer battles. Power to live holy. Power to conquer temptations. Power to do your will. You have made available unto me all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Power to possess my possessions. Power to possess my divine inheritance. You have made available to me all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Power to heal the sick. power to cast out devils. You have made available to me all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Power to raise the dead. Power to make wealth. Power to succeed. To prosper. To excel. You have made available to me all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the powers of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus, for you have made that power available to me all the time. Power to see visions, to see revelations, power to understand mysteries. You have made available to me all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Power to understand the scriptures. You have made available to me all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for being so faithful in my life, such that I'm not afraid to trust you. You have been so faithful to me that I'm not scared to trust you. I'm not scared to depend on you. Open your mouth and begin to thank him for his faithfulness. If he is not faithful, we are not going to be here doing this prayer session. We are here because he is faithful. And no one can tell me that he is not faithful. Because I know he is faithful. Open your mouth and thank him because he is faithful. Say, thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. That is so massive. That I am not scared to trust you. Thank you for your faithfulness that is so strong that I am not afraid to depend on you. I'm not afraid to believe in you. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, reveal the greatness of you in my life. Reveal the greatness of your power in my life. Reveal the greatness of your strength in my life. Reveal the greatness of your dominion in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, reveal the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of you in my spirit. In my soul, in my body, reveal the greatness of you. In my career, in my academics, in my calling and ministry, reveal the greatness of you, Lord Jesus. In my marriage, in my family, reveal the greatness of you, Lord Jesus. In my business, in the sources of my income, in my finances, reveal the greatness of you, Lord Jesus. Reveal the greatness of you in my life, Jesus. Reveal the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of you. I believe you're praying like that. reveal the greatness of you. In the name of Jesus, reveal the greatness of your power. Reveal the greatness of your name. Reveal the greatness of your dominion. Reveal the greatness of your authority. Lord Jesus, reveal the greatness of you. Thank you, Lord. Reveal the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, magnify your presence in me to the point that every darkness in me begin to run. To the point that everything that is not in line with your will in my life begin to run. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord Jesus, magnify your presence in me. Magnify your power in me. Magnify your power in me. To the point where no darkness can survive. Magnify your presence to the point where no darkness can survive in me. To the point where no darkness can stay. To the point where no sin can stay. No corruption can stay. No pollution can stay. Magnify your presence in me, Lord Jesus. I believe your prayer like that. Magnify your presence. Magnify your presence. Thank you, Lord. Magnify your power in me. Magnify your power in me, Lord Jesus. Magnify your strength in me, Lord Jesus. To the point where no weakness can stay in me. To the point where no sicknesses and diseases or infirmities can stay in me. Magnify your power in me. In my spirit, magnify your power. In my soul, magnify your power. In my body, magnify your power. Put away every darkness. Drive away every darkness. Drive away every death. Drive away every sickness. Drive away every evil seed of darkness. Drive away every devil. Magnify your power in me, Lord Jesus. Now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, we were shown that Jesus is the one holding all things together. Jesus is the one holding all things together. So which means that every fragment of you, Jesus is the one holding them together. Every pieces of you. Every cell of your body, Jesus is the one holding them together. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge. knowledge that you are the one holding all things together, including my spirit, soul, and body. Manifest your presence in me and heal me. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are the one holding all things together. Therefore, manifest your presence in me to heal me, to deliver me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Only the person that is holding your life together can actually heal you. Only him can deliver, because he is the one holding all things together. He is the one that can remove things from things. He is the one that can separate things from things, because he is the one holding all things together. So no one can heal like Jesus. He's the only healer that is perfect and very smart. Say, so Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are the one holding all things together, including my life. You are the one holding all things together, including my body, soul, and spirit. Heal me now, Lord Jesus. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. It is not hard for you to separate things from things. It is not hard for you to remove things from things, because you are the one holding all things together. Walk in me, Lord Jesus. Walk in me. Walk in my spirit. Walk in my soul. Walk in my body. Do healing in my life. Do your healing work in my life. I don't know if you are really serious about this prayer. So Lord Jesus, do your healing work in me. Do your deliverance work in me right now, in the name of Jesus. Because only you can heal me. Because you are the one holding all things together. You are the one to decide what leaves my life and what stays in my life. Do your healing work in my life. Do your deliverance work in me right now. In the name of Jesus, do your transformation work in me right now. Do your work in me, Lord Jesus. Do your work in me, Lord Jesus. Only you can fix my life. Only you can fix everything the enemy have damaged in my life. Only you can save me, Lord Jesus. Do your work in me. Only you can revive me. Do your work in me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do your work in my life. Do your work in my soul. Do your work in my spirit. Heal and deliver me. Do your work in every cell of my body. Every organ of my body. Right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? Because Jesus is the one holding all things together. That makes him the only one who can give increase and prosperity. That makes him the only one who can give increase and prosperity. And we saw in the scripture how he multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. We also saw how he made Peter caught a lot of fish to the point that his net began to break. Yeah. You might be asking, how did he do those kind of miracles? It's because he is the one inside those fishes. So it's not hard for him to multiply all things, because he's also the creator of all things. Yeah, so he doesn't need to go and start calling all the fishes that have traveled far from where Peter was doing his fishing. Jesus doesn't need to tell the angels, go and call those fishes that are far away, that they come here, so that this man can catch them. No. All he needs is to create new fishes out of nothing. Yeah. He would just tell them that you fishes start multiplying. It's just like the way God blessed Adam and Eve. He said, be fruitful and multiply. So God did not create more human beings. He just blessed them and they began to be fruitful. They began to multiply. Yeah. So Jesus is the only one that can give increase and prosperity. He just need to speak and say, let these things start multiplying. And it will start multiplying. Yeah, because he's also the creator of all things. Bible says, for by him were all things created. For by Jesus were all things created. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are the one holding all things together. And that you are the creator of all things. Produce great increase in my life. Produce great prosperity in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Only Jesus can give correct prosperity. Because he's the creator of all things. And he's the one holding all things together. So Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are the one holding all things together. And that you are the creator of all things. Produce prosperity in my life. Produce great increase in my life. Produce great increase in my life. By the power through which you created all things. By the power through which you multiply things. Produce prosperity in my life. Produce greatness in my life. Produce increase in my life. Let every good thing in my life begin to increase, Lord Jesus. Let every good thing in my life begin to increase right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, by the power through which you multiply things, multiply good things in my life. Multiply riches in my life. Multiply wealth in my life. Multiply your blessings in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the only source that cannot dry, is the only source that cannot be exhausted. Remember what he told that woman by the well in John chapter 4. And remember what he told that woman. He told the woman that if you know the person that is talking to you, you will ask him to give you the living water. And then he went further to say that anyone that drink of this living water shall never thirst again. Yeah, he said, because that living water will become a spring inside that person. And that living water will continue to spring more living waters to the point that the person would have no need of any water again. Yeah, that is who Jesus is. He is the only source that cannot dry. The only source that cannot be exhausted. So if you know him, you will seek only him. Yeah, you will not seek any other thing. You will seek just to have him. You know, the reason why many Christians are not having money, the reason why many Christians are poor, is because they are seeking after money. That's why they are poor. Yeah. If you seek him, you will not be poor. If you seek him, if you seek to have him, if you seek to know him, to serve him, to please him, to grow in him, to be rooted in him, there's no way you will be poor, because he is the only source that cannot be exhausted. So everything comes out of him. He created all things. So when he is all that matters in your life, you will have all things. Because he will produce all things to you. He will lead you into where your blessings are. He will draw blessings to you. He controls all things. Don't forget, he's the one holding all things together. Yeah, so we must come to the point where only Jesus matters in our lives and nothing else. Only Jesus. Some people, they keep watching their bank account. They don't want it to go down. It's because you don't know Jesus. You will not be serving money if you know Jesus. Yeah, because if you indeed know him, he is the one that will make sure that your bank account doesn't dry. It's not you that will be doing that. Yeah, just as Elijah told that woman, he said, "Thus saith the Lord, that the pot of the flour shall not dry, the jar of the oil shall not dry." And we saw how Elijah and that family, how they had enough throughout the farming season. So when you know Jesus, you will not be, I'm not saying you should spend money anyhow, you should waste money, but when you should do important things with money and then you are kind of pampering the money, when you should give to God, you are pampering the money, when you should use the money for kingdom purposes, you are, is it pampering I should use, or you are so careful? You are trying to manage or save the money. It's because you don't know Jesus. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, "Holy Spirit, take me to the place where all that matters to me is Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, take me to that place in spiritual growth where all that matters to me is Jesus and nothing else. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, take me to that place. It's a growth. And you need to grow to that point. I'm not talking fiction. I'm talking what is real, reality. Yeah, what is very real. There are people that I know today that they can never be poor till they die because they have met Jesus at a very high level. They have known him very deep. Even if there is no money again in the world and there is no food again in the world, there are people that I know that they will still survive because food will just appear from nowhere. And they will spend and they will be healthy and they will have everything. So it is all about spiritual growth. Say, Holy Spirit, take me to that place where all that matters is Jesus. Where all that matters to me is not myself, not my ambitions, not my fleshly desires, not my carnal cravings, but only Jesus. Take me to that place. Take me to that place, Holy Spirit. I believe you're praying. So, Holy Spirit, take me to that place in spiritual growth, where the only thing that matter is Jesus. Where the only thing that is so important to me is Jesus. Where the only thing I care about is Jesus. Where the only thing I live for is Jesus. Take me to that place, Holy Spirit. I don't want to waste my life serving money, serving the material things of this world. I don't want to waste my life serving the government, serving what else? Serving my employer, serving whatever. Yeah. Holy Spirit, take me to that place where all that matters to me is to serve Jesus, to please Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every desire and cravings in me that does not align with the will of Jesus die right now. So let every desire and craving in me, every ambition in me that does not agree with the will of Jesus for my life, let it die right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Every ambition, every craving, every passion, every desire in me that does not agree with the plan of Jesus for my life, that does not agree with the will of Jesus for my life, let them die right now. Let them die right now. I only want to serve the purpose of Jesus. I only want to serve the purpose of Jesus with my life. I choose to serve only the purpose of Jesus for my life. I choose to serve only the will of Jesus for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you look at Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. And then the next thing says, I have all that I need. Some other translation says, I shall not want. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have all that I need. So, if he is your shepherd, then you shall not want. It's not about how much money you are looking for. Yeah, it's not about how much you need. And it's not about how much you have with you presently. I don't know if you're getting my point. It's not about whether it's just very little amount of money you have, or whether what you need is so big that you don't think you can work for it in a whole year. Yeah, maybe you are trusting God for some huge amount of money, and then you calculate it, and then you feel like, even if I work for a whole year in the best company, or I do a very lucrative job, there is no way I can make this amount of money. Yeah, so it's not really about how much what you need is. Yeah, it's all about you make the Lord your shepherd. Yeah. And then everything you need will come to you when you make him your shepherd. You're going to pray. What does it mean to make the Lord your shepherd? It means you surrender your life to him and let him lead your life. Yeah, let him direct your life, including your spending. Let him direct your spending. So when the Lord is your shepherd, you will not waste the Lord's resources. Yeah, because you know that he is the one that has provided for you. So you will even ask him how to spend his resources. So when the Lord is your shepherd, you will not seek after worldly things. You will not seek after things that doesn't pertain to your purpose and destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life as my shepherd. I surrender my life to you. I hand over the journey of my life to you. Lead my life. Control my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life as my shepherd. I surrender my life to you. I hand over the journey of my life to you. Come and lead my life. Come and lead my life. And some of you is not money that you need. You don't need money. What you need is that he becomes your shepherd. That's all that you need. So Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life. Come and lead my life. Come and control my life. I surrender my life to you. I hand over the journey of my destiny to you. Lord Jesus, lead my life. Control my life. Because I will be sure that I will lack nothing when you control my life. I will be very sure that I will lack nothing when you lead the journey of my life. I hand over the journey of my life to you. If you have a ministry, you must hand over that ministry to Jesus. You have any spiritual gift, hand over the gift to Jesus. Let him control everything. Let him control everything. Let him determine when you speak and when you keep quiet. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. One of the secrets to greatness and abundance is obedience. Swift obedience or instant obedience to the will of God, to the instructions of Jesus. Swift obedience. So when Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit says, do this, you do it immediately. When the Holy Spirit says, give this amount to the work of God, you obey immediately. Give this amount for my kingdom purposes. You do immediately. That is how to become great. When he gives instruction, you obey. That is what a sheep does to the shepherd. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that obeys you. Create in me an heart that obeys the voice of Jesus. That obeys the voice of God. That obeys the will of God at all times. Even when it is not convenient, even when I don't understand what will happen next, create in me an heart that obeys Jesus without questioning, without thinking twice, without trying to process the instruction or the direction. Give me such a heart, Holy Spirit, create in me such a heart. Continue to pray like that. When he says, go there, you go immediately. Do this, you do it immediately. Stop there, you stop immediately. That is how it will make you great in life. There's no shortcut to greatness. So Holy Spirit, create in me an obedient heart. Some people, the Holy Spirit will give them instruction in the morning. It is in the night. They will start thinking, okay, how do I do the instruction? You are not ready for greatness. You got a direction in the morning, and now you are trying to fulfill it in the night. You are not ready. So Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that obeys. obeys the voice of Jesus, the voice of my shepherd. Jesus says, my sheep hears my voice, and they obey. If you hear his voice, do you obey? The Holy Spirit created me a heart that obeys every instruction that comes from Jesus. Created me a heart that obeys every correction that comes from Jesus. Every direction that comes from Jesus. Give me that heart, even when I don't understand. Give me the heart that obeys without questioning, without doubting, without fear. Give me a heart that obeys the instructions that comes from Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have people that, because they know that Jesus will always tell them to do things they don't want to do, so they stop seeking for the will of Jesus in the things that they do, in their decisions, in their choices. Because they know that every time they seek for the will of God, God will tell them to do things they don't want to do. Because those things are against their fleshly desires and interests. So because of that, they stop seeking God, of seeking for God's opinion concerning their journey in life. So they don't even pray about anything. They just go ahead and do anything they want. And then these are the same people that will come to the pastor and say, Pastor, please pray for me. Things are not going well. I don't even understand what is going on. How will things go well when you are the one in charge? How should things go well in your life? When you are the one doing whatever you want, you don't even seek for God's will. You don't seek for his direction. You don't even check the things you are doing. You don't check if they line up with the word of God. And then you want things to go well. It's impossible. Things will not go well. So you are going to pray. David has this character, this attitude. David will not do anything without seeking for God's direction. He will do nothing without seeking for God's opinion. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that always seek for your will in all things. Create in me a heart that seeks for your will in all things. That seeks for your opinion in all things, that seeks your face before taking any decision, any choice. Lord, give me that heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You might be saying, well, I've been doing this. Do you do it in all things? Do you do that in all things? Or you feel like there are some things you don't need to seek God's opinion about. Ask him to give you such heart. So Holy Spirit created me a heart that would do nothing without seeking God's opinion, without seeking God's direction, without seeking God's instructions, without seeking for God's will. Give me a heart that will do nothing until you lead. Give me such heart that that we take no step until God leads, until God speaks. Give me such heart. Give me such heart. Many of you, God is not to this thing we are talking about. You don't seek Him for direction. That is why you don't hear His voice. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Look at Psalm 24, chapter of the Bible, Psalm 24, verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's, fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. There's a statement in law, and those that study law, there's this statement that I don't know if they have other name they call it, but it's part of the law that anyone that has a land, anyone that owns a land, everything that is on that land and that is underneath that land, anything on that land and underneath that land. Yeah, so once you own the land and then maybe you dig the land and you find treasures, the treasure is yours. So the same apply with God. God owns the earth and everyone on earth and everything under the earth. He owns everything because He created them all. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to Your mercy, let everything You created in the head, everything You created on earth, begin to work for the fulfillment of Your purpose for my life. Let everything You created begin to labor, to serve Your purpose, to fulfill Your purpose in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So even if we have enemies of God here on earth, because they are on earth, they have to serve the Lord, because the earth is the Lord's. Both His enemies, both His friends, they must serve His purpose. Say, oh Lord, by Your mercy, begin to control everything You created to serve Your purpose in my life, to fulfill Your purpose in my life. Everything that exists on earth, whether human beings, whether living things or non-living things, Lord, begin to control them now, to serve Your purpose in my life, to fulfill Your purpose in my life. Thank You, Lord. In the name of Jesus. control everything you created, to do your will in my life, to fulfill your will in my life, to serve your purpose in my life. Everything you created, the waters, the land, the sea, the oceans, everything you created, compel them to do your will in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So, which means that God is the one to look up to when you need anything. He is the one that can give you high positions here on earth, even positions you do not qualify for. He's the one that can place you on heights you do not deserve, because he owns the earth and the fullness thereof. So therefore you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you own the earth and the fullness thereof. Give me every height that I need to fulfill my destiny. Give me every position that I need to attain to fulfill my destiny. Give me them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You need connection. You don't need to start calling people's numbers, calling people's phone numbers. That's the wrong way to get connections. That's the wrong way to get favor. That's the wrong way to become great. Say, oh Lord, I acknowledge that you own the earth and everything in the earth. Therefore, Lord, take me to those heights that I need to fulfill my destiny. Take me to those heights that I need to become who you say I am. Take me to those heights, those positions that I need to fulfill my calling, to fulfill my ministry, to fulfill my destiny. Take me there by your mighty hand. I acknowledge that only you can lift up a man and no one can bring him down. Only you can not deserve into positions that I need to attend. Thank you, Father. In Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. In Daniel chapter 4, how God spoke to King Nebuchadnezzar in the revelation he had. God told him that, I'm doing this to show you that I am the one that put kings on their thrones, and I am the one that removed them from their thrones. Yeah, he said, I'm doing all this to show you Yeah, that I control the fears of men. And we saw how God dealt with Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, so God is the one we should seek for greatness, not men. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your strong hand, take for me everything that belongs to me, but those holding them are not willing to release them. Say, Father, with your strong hand, get for me things that are mine in the hands of people, in the hands of whoever is holding them. Oh, Lord, get them for me now with your strong hand. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. My blessings that are in the hands of those who have refused to release them. Oh Lord, get them for me with your strong hand. With your strong hand. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My possessions that are in the hands of those who have refused to release them. Oh Lord, get them for me now. In the name of Jesus, get for me all that belongs to me, all that you have allocated for me, wherever they are. And whoever, whatever is holding it, Lord, with your strong hand, get them for me now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, release them into my life. Blessings that are mine in the hands of those who have refused to release them. Lord, get them for me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to understand something, that you don't have to work for everything you will spend as a Christian. You don't have to work for everything you will spend. Yeah. And we have a very good example in the scriptures. Remember how God destroyed the people who were the, what name do we call those people? Indigenes, yeah. The people who were the indigenes of the land of Canaan. These were the, were those who found those lands and pioneered the land and started living on the land. They labored on the land, planted, harvested, they tilled the ground. Yeah, they were the one that developed the land. But because of their sins, God authorized their destruction. And then he told the Israelites to go and get their lands for themselves and kill them if they don't want to leave the land. Then I began to ask myself that God really is a troublemaker. And not only that, I began to ask myself that no one actually owns anything. Only God owns all things. Because logically, and even if I can use the word legally, according to the law system of this earth, legally, it is wrong for the Israelites to come from Egypt and come and chase away people that they were the indigenous of the land. They pioneered that land. They tilled the land. They developed the land. Yeah, so it belongs to them by right. But it does not actually belong to them, because we have read, we have just seen it in Psalm 24. And what does it say? What does it say? It says the head is the Lord's. Yeah. So God did that to show them that nobody owned anything. So when we prayed the prayer that your blessings in the hands of people, they should be released. Don't think I'm referring to your salary that you worked for, and then the boss have not yet paid. Yeah, I'm talking about even blessings you do not work for. Yeah. So let your understanding be wide. Yeah, so there are money you will spend that you do not work for. In fact, if you are going to fulfill God's purpose, you must spend money you do not work for. Yeah, because God, who owns all things, will channel those blessings to you. Yeah, so every time you pray, don't narrow your mind to only the things you can generate by yourself. Trust God for things you don't work for. Things that maybe some other people work for them or whatever. So you're going to pray. We are praying that prayer again. Yeah, because for every man born into this world, there is a purpose God has created that person to fulfill. And there are blessings God already allocated for you to fulfill that purpose, even before you were born. And many of those blessings are not what you earn through salary. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your strong hand, release into my life the blessings you have allocated for me to fulfill my destiny, to fulfill my purpose, to fulfill my calling in the end. Lord, release them now into my life. Even blessings I will not work for. Blessings I do not work for. Lord, release them now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, with your strong hand, release into my life blessings that you have allocated for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, for the fulfillment of your purpose in the head. Lord, release them into my life now. Thank you, Lord. Release them into my life. Release them into my life. Wherever those blessings are, whoever is holding them at the moment, O Lord, with your strong hand, get them for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As you gave the promised land to the Israelites with a strong hand, get for me the blessings, the inheritance you have allocated for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the earth. Get them for me with your strong hand. With your strong hand, thank you, Jesus. With your strong hand, get them for me. Blessings that you have allocated for the fulfillment of my destiny in the earth, get them for me now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we are still praying. If you really want those blessings, you must make sure that you are actually busy fulfilling God's purpose in the head. And because some people, they pray for allocation of these blessings. Yeah, but they are not busy doing the things the blessings are meant to finance. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You must understand God's purpose for your life. And you must be busy doing it. And God's purpose for your life, I have said it before, is not carnal, is not selfish. God's purpose for your life is selfless. It's not about you. It's always about others and about God's kingdom. Is not self-centered. Yeah, so you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, with your Holy Spirit, give me full understanding of your purpose for my life. Full understanding of what you want me to do with my time. Give me full understanding of your purpose for my life so that I will get busy serving that purpose. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Your purpose is also the same as your cross. Your cross. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. That cross is your purpose. That cross is the reason why you were born. That cross is what you should do with your life on earth. Your cross is what you should do with every hour of your life on earth. Say, oh Lord, give me the understanding of my cross. Give me the understanding, full understanding of your purpose for my life. So that I will get busy serving that purpose. So that I will get busy fulfilling that purpose. Give me full understanding of your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Even if God will tell you to go and get a job, it must be for his purpose. Even if it tells you to do business, it must be for a kingdom purpose. It must not be for yourself alone. It must not be all about you. If it's all about you, it's not God's purpose. Give me understanding, full understanding of why I was born. Full understanding of what you have sent me to this world to achieve. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to pray three more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. Psalm 24, verse 1. The head is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The word. The word there refers to the word system, the system of this word. The system of this word. You're going to pray. There are some blessings that will not come to you until God trouble the systems of this world. Until God attack the system of this world. Because the system of this world does not want you to prosper without serving Satan. The system of this world does not want you to succeed without serving the God of this world. You take time to study everything in this world, you will see that it's all about slavery. Yeah, even the banks, they want you to keep getting loans from them. It's all about slavery. Yeah, they want you to keep borrowing to survive. Or they want you to keep maybe you're working for the government. They want you to serve them to survive. Whereas you can use the same time you used for the government. You can use it to do meaningful things for God's kingdom. Yeah, but that's by the way. What I'm saying is that there are some blessings that cannot enter into your hands until God begin to trouble the systems of this world. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, arise, O God, trouble, pressurize the systems of this world until my blessings are released. Until my blessings hanging somewhere in the world is released. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, arise, O God. Put the systems of this world under pressure. Trouble the systems of this world until my blessings are released unto me. In the name of Jesus, trouble the systems of this world. Trouble the systems of this world. Let the systems of this world never have rest until they have released my blessings. Until they have released what is mine. In the name of Jesus. The system of this world, they want you to dance to their tune. If you go to a rich man and then you say, can you please help me? The rich man will begin to tell you to dance to his tune, do something for him, and all of that. Begin to praise. Say, I refuse to be a slave to the system of this world. I refuse to be a slave to the system of this world. Oh God, arise and trouble the systems of this world until my life become great, until my life begin to prosper, until my life rise to greatness. Trouble the systems of this world until my blessings are released, until all that I need is released right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, even in the church, people have brought the word system into the church. Yeah, they want, for instance, we have members in the church that they want their pastors to come and beg them before they give. They want the pastors come and beg them before they get financially involved in the things of God. That is the word system in the church. Yeah, and many other things we do in the church. Yeah, so if you have surrendered to the word system, you cannot defeat the word system. If you have surrendered to the word system. Yeah, because the world system is all about slavery and control. They want to control you. The God of this world wants to control you and want you to serve him. Yeah, money wants you to serve. Should I use him for money? Yeah, the God of money wants you to serve him. Yeah, everything in the world is all about slavery. Take time to think about it very well. Everything in the world is all about slavery. Yeah. So you're going to pray. If in any way you have been entangled by the system of this world, let it be known to you that you will not overcome the system of this world. You will not overcome. You will have to dance to its tune to succeed. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, deliver me from every entanglement that I have with the word system, consciously or unconsciously, every entanglement that I have with the system of this word, Holy Spirit, deliver me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, deliver me from every entanglement that I have with the system of this world, every bond that I have with the system of this world. Holy Spirit, deliver me now. Set me free now. If you are still thinking the way the people in the world thinks, you are part of them. If you still dress the way the people in the world dress, you are part of them. The Holy Spirit sets me free from every bond that I have with the system of this world, every entanglement, every ungodly yoke that is binding me with the world system. Holy Spirit, break those yokes right now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray, it says, the word and they that dwell therein. The head is the lungs. So those that are dwelling in the head, they belong to the Lord. They belong to the Lord. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, and anyone that must go down for me to go up, to fulfill my divine destiny. Oh Lord, bring them down right now. There are some people that they are already in top positions. They must go down for you to go up. You might not know who they are. You might not know where they are. But wherever they are, they just have to go down for you to rise, to fulfill your destiny. So begin to say, oh Lord, whoever that needs to go down for my life to go up and fulfill destiny, Lord, with your mighty hand, bring them down right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Shahashana pite keteshedevala. Nisu ziba teshunashdara. Let them go down. In the name of Jesus. Because everyone on earth belongs to you. You control everything. Lord, whoever is taking a position that is mine, Lord, bring them down. For me to rise to that place and fulfill destiny. In the name of Jesus. Whoever must go down, whoever must be dethroned, whoever must fail for me to succeed, oh Lord, make them fail right now. In the name of Jesus. Whoever must be demoted, for me to rise into greatness. Lord, bring them down right now. You are able to do it, Father. Irrespective of how high they have reached, inasmuch as their downfall is necessary for my rising in destiny. Oh Lord, bring them down. In the name of Jesus, bring them down. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name we have prayed. I know some of you might be asking or thinking, what kind of prayer is that? Is that not a witchcraft prayer? Is that the right way to pray? It's not witchcraft prayer. You can study your Bible. Anyone that is in a position and is not pleasing God in that position, is not doing the will of God in that position, that person should go down by God's judgment. Yeah. So those people that were living in the land of Canaan, they would have had those land for themselves forever if they were doing the will of God. Yeah, but because they were sinning against God, so God had to get rid of them. Yeah, so that's the meaning of that prayer. Yeah, because you are determined to go up there and do the will of God. So whoever is up there that is not doing the will of God, God has to bring them down for you to get to that height. I hope you understand. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is always sufficient for us. Thank you for your mercy that speaks good things for our lives. Thank you for your mighty hand that is controlling the affairs of our lives to align with your will. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence and power in this place. We thank you for how you have led us to pray the kind of prayers you want to hear from us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you visit every life that are right here, right now. Lord, visit everyone here and perform your desires, perform your will in every life in Jesus' name. Every situation that looks so hard, so difficult in your life, I decree that the Lord shall intervene and fix those situations in Jesus' name. The hand of the Lord shall release for you all the blessings you must have to fulfill God's purpose on earth. Let the hand of God release them now into your hands. In the name of Jesus, far beyond your imaginations and understanding, the greatness you have never dreamed about shall now manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus, the height you never thought you would reach in life and destiny, let the hand of God take you there right now. In the name of Jesus, every change and transformation that must first happen to you before you rise to the place of manifestation of destiny, I pray that the Holy Ghost cause such change, such changes and transformation in your life right now in Jesus' name. I pray that you shall no longer spend your money on sicknesses and diseases. You shall live in good health all the days of your life. And the same applies to your children. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.